Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Have you been feeling the relational transition? Maybe your friendships are shifting, people you trusted suddenly distancing, or new relationships appearing out of nowhere. Well, you're not failing. You're not losing ground. You're being repositioned by God, maybe in a major way. This is a prophetic moment where God might be rebuilding your relational circle. And some of you, this is a prophetic word for you, not just for comfort, but it's about calling. Some of you are experiencing loss or loneliness or confusion. Maybe some relational issues right now. And I felt the Lord say, this is not rejection, it's redirection. I'm pruning your circle so I can plant you deeper. Some of you can relate to that so much. And today we're going to talk all about how God rearranges relationships for destiny and why some of the shifts you're feeling are actually signs of new relational anointing being released right now in your life, right in this Christmas season at the end of 2025, beginning of 2026. So welcome to Exploring the Prophetic. I'm Sean Bowles. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast on YouTube channel or anywhere that podcasts are, I'm going to encourage you to do so now. This episode is going to speak right into where some of you are living emotionally and spiritually, some of the things that are happening to you right now. But before we jump in, if you guys have ever heard that we do a spiritual growth mentoring community, or if you haven't, this is a great time to find out about it, because we have clarity about why God made you. It's all about your destiny. It's all about your calling. And you can join us right now in our community for our school director, Alicia, and our pastoral director, Jeff. They're teaching discovering your purpose and God-given identity. It's 4 weeks of activations, breakout groups, and real-time coaching to help you hear from God and name your calling and build a simple plan to walk it out. So spots are open to you right now. You can grab a seat by joining the link in the description. And if you've been waiting for a nudge, this is your nudge. Come get language for your destiny, a community to cheer you on. It's such a powerful community. I'm going to encourage you guys to be a part of it today. Okay, here we go. Let's get right into the word. I heard the Lord saying this week when I was praying for just our people, our circle around us. I heard the Lord saying, I'm restructuring your circle so I can strengthen your destiny. And I'm removing who cannot go with you and sending you to who's assigned to you. This is a huge one. Do not mourn what I've pruned, rejoice in what I'm planting, and you're stepping into covenant level relationships that are going to carry you and sharpen you and walk with you into the fullness of your calling. And John 15:2 says, he prunes every branch that bears fruit, so it will bear more fruit. And so it's not about people who are being disciplined in a weird way. I mean, I know Job, he felt like everything was being destroyed inside it and outside of him. And yet God was pruning him because he was such a fruitful person that by the time the pruning was done, he could bear twice as much fruit. He had twice as much as what he had lost. So pruning is not punishment. It's really preparation. And some of you are feeling that right now. Relationships that used to feel really familiar no longer feel aligned. I mean, they just feel different. And friendship groups shifted and communities changing and people you poured into many years into, they may not be part of your next chapter. And God's saying your circle is changing because your assignment is changing. And in scripture, destiny always came with relational restructuring, whether it be David and Jonathan, which is such a divine friendship that exceeded the politics and the jealousy and the pressure, or Ruth and Naomi. One relationship shifted Ruth into the lineage of Jesus himself. You know, I mean, what an important relationship they had. And Paul and Barnabas, you know, they were set apart by the Holy Spirit together, not just Barnabas, but both of them together in Acts 13. And the early believers, God hand-formed new spiritual families who would shape the world. And every major calling in scripture really required relational upgrade, not relational comfort, but relational upgrade. There's usually some uncomfort or discomfort in those relationships. And relational pain doesn't mean you're in the wrong season. Some of you are feeling grief, or maybe you've been betrayed. I've had some betrayal in my life. Maybe felt disappointed. I've been really disappointed in certain people in my life. And maybe loss you didn't choose. You know, maybe you've lost somebody physically. Someone died or passed away. Somebody moved away that you never thought would move away. But God wants to heal you, but he really wants you to hear this as well. The best relationships of your life, they're not behind you. The best relationships of your life are not behind you. You might say, but Sean, I lost some of the closest people I've ever known. And I believe the Lord says, I'm not done writing your story. I have covenant level relationships that are brand new ahead of you. People you could have never chosen for yourself. And I do think of Ruth and Naomi, because Ruth loses her husband and she goes off with her mother-in-law, and she never thought her life could be recreated. She left her people. She left her home. She left her homeland. And yet the greatest, most significant relationship of her life was ahead of her. And I think some of us, we don't have that hope, and you need to come back, as it says in Zechariah, to be a prisoner of hope for the sake of relationship, that God has relationships in front of you. And relationships shift before destiny unfolds. We see that biblically over and over, that things shift in people's lives. And here's the hard truth. Sometimes the deep relationships of one season, they just can't go with you to the next season because the assignment has totally changed. And that's a hard one to realize your assignment has changed. When we think of covenant relationships, we think, man, it'd be a betrayal to never be in this person's life day to day to day to day. You know, whether it's somebody who's a business partner, somebody who does ministry at church with you, like you guys are like the church friends that are like, we're going to end this to the end. Or it's somebody like you move to another city to be a part of their life. Or maybe it's somebody who's been your closest circle of friends since high school, and you can't picture your life without them. And I'm not prophesying that there's all the people are being deployed or deported out of your life, but there is relational shift that happens. And when it happens, we don't want to get into a spirit of confusion, but we want to come to a place where we understand that God does shift us, that on this side of eternity, he has certain relationships, assignments in our lives, and they do sometimes shift from season to season. It doesn't mean we won't have permanent fixtures in our life. Thank God. Thank God we have permanent people, like the husbands and wives, like children, like extended family, like certain family members at church, certain people that, you know, we are going to grow old with. I love that. But there's also friends that come and go. And what I love about that, I was talking to a group of people who felt a sense of loss from what they'd experienced with a whole group of people who left their church, who were disenfranchised. And they're like, these are our people. Like, how could they leave us? And we're so sad. Like, we're so sad that we left over principle. They left us over principle. They left the relationship we built over principle. And I help to impart this hope that I hope you guys will have too. When we get to heaven, we're not going to look at the loss of those people when they're sitting across from that banquet feast of the Lamb. We're not going to go, oh, we're going to look at them. And the place we left off, the best place, the place we had arrived together in just our union of Christ, that's where we're going to start off in heaven. We're not going to think about the pain, the hardship, the betrayal, the insecurities, all the things. We're going to start off at the best place we left off. The equity of that relationship is going to transfer to heaven. And some of you, it's not the negative that's happened. It's just that you moved or you changed careers or you changed offices or you changed neighborhoods or whatever it is. And so God's actually activating your life to invite more in. It's not the loss of relationships. It's that he's shifted you to have new relationships. And that's even hard because we only have so much relational capacity. So even when that happens, it's hard. But when Christians disconnect, it doesn't mean the relationship is failure. And I love that in heaven, we get that best part of the people that we already loved. And we may never fully reconcile on earth, but God preserves the eternal equity of love and the growth and the memory between believers. And you lose nothing in God's kingdom. So don't be afraid when things transition. And don't be afraid when someone's betrayed you or they've betrayed your relationship or they've left it or they broke it. Or maybe when you've done that, when you've committed a sin against somebody and you can't have the same quality relationship, that God may not redeem that relationship, but he'll redeem them and he'll redeem you. And in heaven or in eternity, you're going to have a sense of connection that you could have only had if there was a full redemption of heaven. And nothing invested in love was ever wasted. We have to realize that. But when God transfers, us, when God puts you into a new season, sometimes you're starting over socially or relationally or spiritually because you're in a new church, you're in a new job, you're in a new city, whatever it is. The beautiful thing is, in the kingdom, you never start at zero. You need to hear this. Think of it like a house. You build equity through the years of investment, the sacrifice, the love, the forgiveness, the growth. Then one day you move out of that house and you don't sell the house at a loss. You actually take the equity with you into the next one. And some of you have to realize it's the same spiritually. Everything that God developed in you through the past relationships, it gets to transfer into your future ones. You're not starting over. As a matter of fact, sometimes you'll meet somebody who's a Christian and God will start you with like what felt like 5 years of equity or 10 years of equity. You just feel like an instant connection and you won't have that proving process or that earning trust process because God's going to give you a supernatural connection that bypasses time and space. It bypasses the normal and you're starting richer, not over. And that's just really important to know that God can do that. And this is why God is bringing you like relationships that immediately feel like family or people who accelerate your calling, mentors who or peers who speak destiny into you or understand or recognize your destiny. Where other people maybe that you walked with before, maybe it took them a while to realize who you really were in God. And maybe it took you a while to see them. But in the new season, some of the new relationships are going to start with the equity you already have. They're going to start with who you are now. Friendships are going to come that don't take years to build, and connections that bring honor, not exhaustion, are coming to your life. You're going to step into relational acceleration. And maybe you've never been in that before, or maybe you've been so long ago you can't remember it. Maybe right now you're like 65 and going, how could that ever happen to me? It doesn't matter how old or young you are. God wants to bring in acceleration for the sake of his kingdom over your relationships. And I love that some sudden losses, that we've all experienced, the death, the betrayals, the abrupt exits, the unexpected disconnect, I want to say this gently, but those moments do not mean your story is collapsing. It actually means God's redirecting your story. And he promises that he heals the brokenhearted and he binds their wounds. It says in Psalm 147:3, but he doesn't just heal you. He also renews your community. Some of you need that renewal of your community. Like, you don't have a sense of what that community can be again, because you love that community you left so much, or you love that community you lost so much. Maybe it's you had a church collapse. Maybe the church around you, that I know a lot of churches and a lot of ministries have had collapses over the last few years, and good people invested their whole life into great communities that maybe moral failure ended those communities. The beautiful thing is that God will still renew your community, and you're going to feel something new. You're going to have to let go of what's old so you can embrace what's new. But when Elijah felt alone, God told him, I have 7,000 others who've not bowed to Baal. You know, 1 Kings 19, there's always people who are worthy around you, and God helps you discover them. You're not alone. You don't have to go through apps. You don't have to go through, I mean, there might be a clunky process to get to them. At times we have to do what we can do. We have to prepare ourselves and we have to put ourselves out there. But God always has people prepared for you in your next season. And you haven't met all of your destiny connections in your life. I don't care if you're 80, you still haven't met all the destiny connections in your life. And God wants to make you ready and let your heart be the friend you want to receive. So great relationships, we know, they don't start with the other people. They start with you. They don't start with someone else who's going to come one day. God's forming you and your character and your empathy and your relational maturity and really your spiritual discernment that's going to allow you to be a loyal, safe, encouraging, trustworthy, prophetic, generous, emotionally healthy friend. Some of you have passed every test. You passed the test to be a good friend, and God's now preparing to send people who match that level. Maybe you don't have that level in your life. Maybe you've been settling for people who really don't want to grow in their relationship to Christ. They don't want to grow in their depth of maturity. They want to grow in their prophetic understanding of themselves or the world around them. And God wants to bring you peers. And it doesn't mean he's going to, again, deploy or deport anybody out of your life. Maybe he will. But some of the people are permanent fixtures, but maybe they're not the ones you're going to spiritually grow with in a major way. And he wants to bring you to some people that are going to match the level of growth in their own lives that you're having in your life. And you won't always be the strongest one in the friendship. And that's beautiful. You're not supposed to be the strongest all the time. You won't always be the counselor. You won't always be the rescuer. You're going to have peers. You're going to have partners. You're going to have a pure-hearted community. And I love that. And again, remember what I said the Lord was saying at the beginning. I'm restructuring your circle so I can strengthen your destiny. I'm removing who cannot go with you and sending who is assigned to you. Don't mourn what I've pruned. Rejoice in what I'm planting. You're stepping into covenant level relationships that are going to carry you, sharpen you, and walk with you and in the fullness of your calling. And that's a huge one. And I believe many of you can feel like this is your turn. And we always have a hashtag on our channel if you're joining us on YouTube, where you can say hashtag my turn, or Facebook or Rumble, hashtag my turn. And that means we can pray for you for your turn to pray into your relational circle with you. I'm going to pray in just a moment, but I want you to know we're going to continue to pray for you. And we need you to be in your alignment relationally, because you become the most empowered version of yourself when you have the right relationships around you, when you have the right mothers and fathers, the right brothers and sisters, the right spiritual sons and daughters. You become a force to be reckoned with. And God wants to touch you right now. For those of you who've experienced a lot of loss, we're going to pray into that in just a minute. But those of you who have been in confusion relationally, or maybe you feel like you're being transplanted and your roots are still dangling, we want to pray for you. Before we do that, I want to encourage you that this particular podcast and all that we do here at Bowls Ministries is produced and provided for by partners and people who give to our ministry donations. I'm going to encourage you, if this word is for you, so into it today by making a donation at bowlsministries.com. Anything you give will just be multiplied to send our words and our ministry to more people. It's going to explode our media because you're partnering with us in believing that God wants to reach many people with this prophetic word and these kinds of words and these kinds of podcasts. So I'm going to encourage you to go to bowlsministries.com today to give. Okay, let's pray. I want to pray for those of you first, like I said, who you just lost. Maybe, again, I kept hearing the word betrayal. I kept hearing the word abandonment. And so, Lord, those who've been abandoned, maybe it's a wife who's been abandoned by their husband, or it's been a husband who's been spiritually abandoned by his wife, or maybe it's been a community of believers who rejected somebody, or it's been a person who had to reject a community of believers because of wrong belief systems or bad theology. God, maybe it's a business partnership, or maybe it's an employeeship, maybe it's a neighbor, whatever it is, God, whatever we've lost, maybe it's children or grandchildren. Lord, heal every heart. Give us a promise of restoration. Give us a promise, God, over those relationships of your love, that you're going to reach those people even if we can't, that you're going to do something in their lives even if we can't. that you're going to do something in our life to bring justice, God. And the justice isn't like seeing someone else fail. The justice is bringing fullness into our lives so we can be all that we're called to be. Lord, restore, though, what was lost. Even if you can't restore those exact relationships, we believe that you're bringing us into a circle that will be the restoration. Lord, break loneliness, confusion. Wow. Break discouragement. Break suffering, God, where we've been suffering. And blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Maybe you've been relationally poor in spirit. You've been relationally poor. God wants to heal you. They will be filled, is what it says in Matthew 5. You will be filled with relationships. Open our eyes, God, to divine connections that you're forming. Let us see them, God. Let us not run away from them. Let us not try to escape them. Lord, let us not be so tired or weary because of what happened in the past that we can't be present with what's happening now. Lord, prepare our hearts to be the friends that you're sending. Let us be proactive in our relationships, God. Lord, root us deeply in relationships that bring life and purpose and destiny. I pray for the people who are widows. I pray that, Lord, you would give them relationships that would fulfill them. If there's a remarriage to happen, that you give them that hope. If there's not a hope in that right now, if that's not where you want to put their hope, Lord, give them a community that surrounds them. Lord, I pray for those who've had a parent lost or a spiritual parent lost in this last season. I pray, Lord, that you would set them in a family where there's fathers and mothers who can help nurture them. God, I pray for those of us, Lord, who you just want to bring new friends to and new lands and new purposes, Lord, that we would believe for those new purposes and destinies to come through relationships. God, I pray that you would bring an anointing over our circle like you told me you would do. And again, if this word applies to you, make sure to email us so we know how to pray for you, or leave a comment in the YouTube or Rumble or Facebook. I really feel an anointing to pray for you individually too. So I'm going to be praying in YouTube. And even if you don't see my hearting your comments, which I heart your comments all the time, and I sometimes respond to you guys directly, I'm still praying for you. So I just pray, God, that you would help us to find you in this season, to have hope. I pray this word would ground us in hope, that you have the best friends that we'll ever have on this side of eternity, and they're coming. Whether you have relationships for us, some of you who are unmarried and lonely and believing God's going to bring your marriage, I speak over you. That's not your desire. That's his. And he has relationships in your circle. It's not just going to be a nice marriage for companionship. It's going to be a marriage for a purpose, that you're going to do exploits for Jesus together. And so he's been preparing them and preparing you. And it's going to be worth it on the other end. And I speak over you, he's worth it and they're worth it. I speak over those of you who've been waiting for your church community, your Christian community, that you've been feeling outside the church. 50% of Christians don't go to local church right now. I pray that God would lead you to your church community, that he would lead you, and that you have an urge to go even when it feels uncomfortable, when there's an awkward stage of getting to know someone or getting to know an organization, that God would give you the desire, the urge to push past the awkwardness, to push past the uncomfortability, God, that you would give us a burning desire to be planted and used in family and rooted in family, and to be a blessing to family, and also that that family would be a blessing to us. I just feel like God's imparting courage to some of you right now, and I bless you guys. Wow. Well, if you're enjoying the journey with us on these every week episodes that we do on Sunday morning, specifically, some of you are watching it way past Sunday, but I want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel or subscribe to this podcast so you can be with us each and every week. We love hearing from you, doing life with you. And those of you who've never even commented or said anything before, we just love that you're here. We love that you're present. And I'll be with you next time on Exploring the Prophetic next week.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.shawnbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or shawnbowles.com and click on Mentoring Community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.